Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
Around.
Production presents Mick Bird and the Back Row Band Music Radio Show right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network, sponsored by Michaela Gives Back. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Hey, remember, everyone's welcome to listen tonight, which we also encourage to share the show as we would appreciate it. And you can call in as well. The number is 845-277-9175. Yeah, please don't be afraid to call in. We'd love to have you call in tonight. Got a little bit of Mick Bird music tonight and a few other announcements. It's been a crazy few weeks. I mean, behind the scenes of things, tomorrow we have the 3-year anniversary to the Easy Blue Eyes production, and I tell you, we have a heck of a lineup, and I'm going to give some shout-outs here in a little bit, but I definitely want to appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight, and grab yourself a beverage of choice, a snack of choice, prop your feet up and enjoy the show, because you never know what I may pull off, and maybe somebody else. I don't know. Just depends who's listening out there. So, well, I've got quite a few songs on the list of Mick Bird and the Back Row Band to kind of go through and play tonight. So I'm just kind of looking at the list and seeing which one I want to play next, or maybe if you have a request, call in. Again, the number is 845-277-9175. All right, I haven't done this in a while, so I'm, well, maybe I have. I don't know. It's been that kind of, it's a Monday. I tell you, if it's been a Monday, I would have that luck of a Monday. But, you know, that's just the way it works. If you like Mondays out there, I'm happy for you. I'm not a Monday kind of person, but I always stay busy. But I'm going to go ahead and kick things off with the triple. Here we go. Starting off with Just the Blues.
outside in, it's a perfect night. Tonight he'll reach out for me, and I'll be wishing he was you. I wish that he could hold.
La da 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 da.
Start off with the stars of the show tomorrow, which is very, very phenomenal list. Kicking things off tomorrow's event is Mick Bird himself. He's going to be doing the 3-year anniversary Facebook concert with us, with some other music artists. So thank you, Mick. 3 years you've been with us, and hey, this is why you got your own show and great music to go with it. So he'll be kicking things off, and then following, we will have Brianna Faith. Hey, thank you, Bree. You know, got a young gal, you know, just kind of breaking into the business, got a great voice. Got to talk to her on a call today, and she's got a bright future. You know, phenomenal voice, bright future. I mean, you just can't really go wrong. So, hey, can't wait for tomorrow. And this next one, been talking a little bit behind the scenes of a few things. I can't really say too much, and I won't, but hey, I know you better be listening. Come on now. Miss Kimberly Ward. Hey, matter of fact, Kimberly, I know you're listening. If you got a moment, why don't you call in and say hi? You know, don't be shy. The number is pretty easy. I'll give it to you. 845-277-9175. Matter of fact, if the other artists want to call in, go for it. Please do. If you got a minute to call in and give a shout out, love to have you. I'm really going to kind of give the elbow to Miss Kimberly there, because she's got some things that are been coming up lately. I've been watching her Facebook, kind of like a little stalkerish, you know, kind of, and then talking behind the scenes. I know a few things, and well, maybe we can get her on here for a brief moment and maybe say a few words. Come on, don't be shy. Then, as of today, we had a couple changes and still working on one, but I want to go ahead and give a shout out to Sonny Thurnell. He was supposed to be part of the anniversary concerts, but due to unforeseen circumstances, he has very bad congestive, and he can't perform all that great, or he wouldn't have canceled by no means. He was just down in Nashville not too long ago, and now he's a little congestive, and now he can't perform to par. But you know what? That's okay. You know, we're not going to count him out. He will be available sooner or later, and he is going to do a Facebook Live concert sometime in the future. And I'll tell you, he's got a big deal coming up next month, and we'll get to that here in a bit, probably within the next week or so. We'll probably see if we can't snaggle him to call in and, you know, promote that. So I hope you heard that, Sonny. But we did find a replacement. I got Scott Dawson. And believe it or not, I've kind of been around, you know, the last couple of weeks, and finally I heard the right song, and I just like, you know what? I got to grab a hold of him somehow. And when that spot came up, I kind of dipped into his inbox and like, hey, you want to throw your hat into the mix? And it was kind of like, must have looked at me like I was crazy, but, you know, he just kind of looked at it and then came back a little bit, and I do it, you know. So, hey, thank you, Scott, for taking that moment at the last moment to step in with your hat, and, you know, we'll be ready to see what you bring completely to the table tomorrow. Then Jenna McDaniel, you know, she was another one that was supposed to perform, but she had a family emergency that she kind of had to step out. But I still want to give her a shout out for a lot of reasons. You know, she's a phenomenal artist. And, you know, with Sonny and Jenna, you know, thoughts go out with you. Hope you all get better, and we'll be here. Trust me. And we're going to get back to you too here in a little bit. But we have Daniel Geffel. You know, he's got some good music. I know he's going to bring quite a bit to the table. A lot of positive energy right there. I mean, he's going to bring some positive energy. I promise you that. And then, of course, we got our big main event, our headliner. Everybody knows who that is. Come on, I don't have to tell you, right? I do? Okay, I'll tell you anyway then. All the way from Malotters Nation, Jennifer Malott. She's going to be headlining the concert. So I'll tell you, honestly, can't really beat the lineup that we got. There is no way. I mean, unless y'all want me to sing, and then I'd have to pay you. You know, then I don't know how I'd pay the bills in the studio. But you know, Jennifer, Daniel, you know, and then you got Mick, Brianna, Kimberly, Scott. I'm hoping maybe somehow a miracle can happen. We can get somebody to slide in that one slot and have a great day. If not, we will figure something out. I don't know what yet. Just right now, it's been a day for me, and I'm still at it. Let's see. I want to go ahead and go back to Sonny and Jenna, because we're going to be doing some prize giveaway as well, in which I'm not telling anybody exactly what the prizes are right offhand and how we are working it behind the scenes. But I'm going to go down the list here and give a shout out to everyone that is going to be providing something to be given away. Shane Masters Music, McBird Music, Julie Richardson Music, Jenna McDaniel Music, Daniel Keppel Music, Kimberly Ward Music, Sunny Thurnell Music, Hunter Lott Music, Jennifer Milot, all the way from Milotters Nation. We got to keep that up. I mean, that's going to be the new theme, Milotters Nation, you know, right here on the Easy Blaze production. And then I want to give a good shout out here. Mitch Max Clothing is going to provide something. And like I said, I'm not going to quite tell you what we have for prizes, because the main thing, what I want you fans to do is show up to the concerts and enjoy yourself, and especially the podcast. So, and, you know, right now, I got to give my biggest props to the greatest sponsor ever. Behind the scenes, you know, the greatest sponsor you can have, Michaela Giftsback. 13-year-old teenage girl, started when she was 9 years old, giving back to the community. She did bike giveaways, fundraisers for back to school, school supplies, did fundraisers for Build-A-Bear, you know, the cancer patients, you know, the, it just kind of, it's amazing. I mean, I can really go all night long talking about her, and, you know, I just say it's a phenomenal job that she does, you know, just to give back to the community. So hats off to you, Michaela. I can't wait to have you with us tomorrow, because she's going to make a special appearance on tomorrow's podcast and help me co-host it. So can't wait to see you there. And then, you know, I got to throw this hat in the mix. And I want to say a big thank you to Lynn. Lynn, you have actually helped with quite a few things also. So Lynn Milot, thank you very much. Everyone out there, you know, has done their part and still doing their part. And the best part is you fans. Your fans is what brought this together 3 years, and I'm proud to have you as my fans. And some are friends, some are family. I kind of look at this way in the music business. We're all family in some way or another. And with that, I'm going to go to a few songs. And this one goes out to everyone who has supported the Easy Blue Eyes production and everyone that's ever worked in behind the scenes and helped put shows together over the 3 years. Every single one of you are my friends. Table of Friends by Mick Burr.
We'll raise our glasses up on your lasses, ruddy old men. For those we love most, we'll share a toast at this table. Sometimes life is cold, but nothing warms our hearts like this, to be with friends of old. We'll raise our glasses for the funny old lasses and the ruddy old men. For those we love most, we'll share a toast at this table.
Like it that way. It started out slowly with just a little shove. Your head over heels, and now you know it's just love. Waking up one morning, you didn't have a clue. Why was everything seeming so shiny and new? What was stirring up the thoughts that were running through your head? Well, it wasn't just the sunshine, it was something else instead.
Been laid I found you. It sprung a leak, so keen, and I need to breathe. Baby, will you go honky-tonky with me? We'll be right back.
scuffling along down this old riverbed. My dirty brown shoes used to be red. They're torn and they're tattered, they're worn and they're beat. But they're my favorite shoes, cause they don't hurt my feet. They don't make me fast, they don't make me tall. Don't need them to run or play basketball. I just scuffle along, kind of aimless and slow. But I wear them every day, everywhere I go. Sometimes I think my shoes are all that the people see. I think if they're old and they're worthless and just like me, that don't keep them from coming around when they hear the news. Tonight I'm playing some Ozark blues in these scuffling shoes. Golfers wear loafers, farmers wear boots. Hippies think sandals keep them in touch with their roots. Businessmen wear Gucci's, and oh how they shine. But I don't think the shoes got nothing on mine. Sometimes I think my shoes are all that the people see. I think if they're old and they're worthless and just like me, but that don't keep them from coming right when they hear the news. Tonight I'm playing some Ozark blues in these scuffling shoes. Sometimes I think my shoes are all that the people see. Think if they're old and they're worthless and just like me, that don't keep them from coming around when they hear the news. Tonight I'll be playing everybody some Ozark blues in these scuffling shoes.
Welcome back to Mick Bird and the Back Row Band Music Radio Show. I'm going to tag out and play one more, then come back and do a little bit of bio on Mick Bird. That way you kind of have a general idea what you're going to get tomorrow besides listening to some of the music. So, and I want to throw out this real quick, that this next song is very, very emotional. For everyone out there that's a veteran, you'll understand why. This is what started his career back in 1994. So here is Afternoon at the Wall.
Stairs, baby, none of them survive. Broken hearts and broken lives, broken bodies rolling by. Some salute and some they pray, some just close their eyes and cry. Teardrops hit the pavement, and I count them as they fall. An afternoon hit the wall. Homeless children dressed in rags, sons and daughters in body bags. Deadly darkness, burning land, despair and duty hand in hand. Hollow anger that never fades, no heroes welcome, no parades. Memories flooding back they wish they never could recall. An afternoon in pieces left behind, we try to search, but we'll never find. Put your fingers on the names and try to trace them more. Your fingers on the names and try to trace them all. An afternoon hit the
radio show. I'm your host, Easy Blue Eyes. Hey, you're listening to a little bit of progressive country, roots, and Ozark blues, whether performing with the Back Row Band or touring solo. Mick brings audiences a snapshot of life. Just a little bit more. He is home from Central Missouri. I'll tell you, I know where he's at. A Missouri Arts Council touring performer and a member of the Missouri Blues Society, the Nashville Songwriters Association International, the Tennessee Songwriters Association International, and a Bluebird Cafe Songwriters Night Favorite in Nashville, Tennessee. A songwriting award from Billboard Magazine officially started his music career in 1994. Nine recordings later, Mick brings fans an amazing array of original roots, country, and his signature Ozark blues. Absolutely. Back in 1995, he actually got a Billboard Magazine award for that song that we just heard, Afternoon at the Wall. And most that's on the album, No Frills. So, hey, I had a caller, and I just kind of tried to buzz that person, you know, like, hey, call back, and I know who it is, so I'm just kind of like, you know, hey, call back, you know, we know who you are, don't play shy, come on now, I mean, like, you know, and now it's like a million questions, you know, off to the side. So I was like, what? Call in. You know, hey, I'm giving you a few minutes, you know, to call in. We're kind of going ahead and wrap up the first hour of the show. We're going to see if this caller, see if this person calls in. And I'm kind of like trying to give that elbow. You know, come on, don't be afraid. Like, this is supposed to be a independent artist. Like, come on, are you shy or something? Like, you know. But, hey. Do I need to give the name out? Like, I don't want to kind of like, you know, unless you call in, you know. All right. A little bit more. Mick is what true fans of independent original music covet and collect. That was quoted by Karen E. Reynolds, host program director from Writer's Block, 105.3 FM, Knoxville, Tennessee. So, luckily, I don't have her number right offhand. Yes, I'd done be calling you and, like, bringing you on the radio show my way. You know, I'm always a jokester, and I like to kind of do that, you know. Like, I don't have certain people's numbers, you know. No, maybe I kind of like have a prank show sometime. I'm trying to get her to call in and kind of throw out maybe what, kind of in the back of certain things, so we'll just kind of have to see. I'm going to kind of buzz her real quick. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead while she's trying to figure out if she's going to have stage fright or not. I'm going to play the most requested Mick Burgett song right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network. Here is Straight. Right back.
I don't like honey in my whiskey. If I'm going to drink, I want to feel the burn. Not good when it goes down too easy. Man ought to get just what he earns. Give it to me straight, give it to me real. Don't get the way you feel. Don't mess around till it's too late. Give it to me hard, give it to me true. Tell me everything inside of you. I'm a patient man and I can't wait. I like my love like my whiskey. Give it to me straight. Don't want a lime in my cold. Lost nothing in Mexico. Beer ain't meant to be fruit cocktail. You don't like the taste, leave it alone. Give it to me straight, give it to me real. Don't get the way it feels. Don't mess around. Heart, give it to me true. Tell me everything inside of you. I'm a patient man and I can't wait. I like my love like my whiskey. Give it to me straight. Give it to me real. Don't want to get the way you feel. Don't mess around just to believe. Give it to me hard, give it to me true. Tell me everything inside of you.
wind cuts like a dagger down the neck of the southern boy. It might be spring in Alabama, but it's cold as hell in Illinois. I'm not saying I'm not lonely, I'm not 100 miles away from home. I'm gonna leave your smile untouched, call my woman on the phone. Just leave me with this bottle. Why change the way I feel? 'Cause you're not my baby, Moline ain't Mobile. Moline ain't Mobile. Tomorrow's show's in Chicago. Tonight I'm wasting time in this old bar. I'm on the road to September. I can feel your eyes from where you are. I'm not seeing, I'm not lonely, I'm 900 miles away from home. I'm gonna leave your smile untouched, call my woman on the phone. Just leave me with this bottle before I change the way I feel. 'Cause you're not my baby, Moline ain't Mobile.
And the Back Row Band Music Radio Show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. I had to throw in another song real quick. Hopefully. Now, Miss Stage Fright here will call in and I can get her on the air and kind of give her a hard time. I just kind of had to explain a little bit that I don't know. She must be having a blonde moment. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to try to be nice. I shouldn't be that discreet about or blonde or redheads or anything. But, you know, just trying to have a little fun right now. But, you know, I already have kind of like a couple nicknames picked out for her. But right now we're going to call her Cybird, you know, for now until she calls in. But I'm going to explain this, you know, that the Facebook Live will be video. You know, everyone will get to see the artists perform and hear them. And then on the podcast, not only, you know, Facebook, where everybody in the world gets to see as much as possible, I'm pretty well 30 countries, you know, worldwide that listens to the podcast. So Just to help you out there, for all the independent artists that are listening tonight, which I know there's a few, it kind of gives you a heads up. I am going to be adding more artists over the next few weeks to the website, live streaming 24/7. Just waiting for the music and the artists to kind of hit my email box with all the information so I can add it. You know, let's give a good support. And matter of fact, I'm going to kind of update, you know, a little bit while we're waiting for one person to call. I'm going to give you my VIP. It takes a lot to get a VIP pass, you know, and the Easy Blue Eyes Productions. I mean, it takes a lot of work. I mean, you got to be pretty well requested and kind of very professional and got to have that passion. Plus, there's more, but we'll get to that. Oh, no further ado. We're just going to Mick Bird, Bo Heatherly from Bozak, Shane Masters from Shane Master Music, of course, Julie Richardson. Her band is the Higher Ground Band. I'll tell you, I'm going to have to play one of her songs tomorrow for sure and wiggle my way in and play in a couple for the Jenna McDaniel, you know. And then, of course, just recently added all the way from Lauders Nation. Come on. Do we need to say? Of course we do. No, it's not me. Come on. Why would I be on the... I don't even get to go into the VIP lounge. Come on now. Now it's Jennifer Malai, all the way from Lauders Nation. And then, of course, we support also Kirk Baldwin, Hunter Lott, Alyssa Marie Kuhn, Brianna Faith, Daniel Keppel, Faith Bardell, Sunny Thurnell, and Scott Dawson. And by the time I say this name, I'm hoping this person calls in. I'm hoping. I've been bugging them all evening. Kimberly Ward. Now, I have plenty of room for independent artists. The more, the better. Got to enjoy music. And I know there's going to be more artists coming and more music coming. You just got to hold tight, you know. I'm trying to do it the best I can, but it's on the artist. See, this is where I make the artist work. I don't charge nothing. This is free. It's probably the greatest advertisement promotion that independent artists can get, you know, to help boost their career. And just because they get signed a major record label deal does not mean I will ever stop promoting them and advertising their music. I mean, that's just it. You know, once you are here, your music is with us as long as possible. Unless they decide, you know, otherwise, you know, but that's the artist. And that's where they want to take their career. I can't pick their path. You know, they already did. You know, they decided to pick up the guitar or the music sheet and decide to write a couple songs and sing them for us. So it's way to give back. So just kind of now, you know, kind of waiting on the phone line here. I just kind of want to, like, you know, give that elbow shove a little bit harder. You know, like, they're supposed to call in. I mean, luckily they're not in the studio completely, you know, because I would have to probably make them squeal a little bit and jump on their pinky toe. No, I wouldn't do that. No, but just wait. I'm going to give her a hard time. I'm going to give you a secret. It is Kimberly Ward. Shh. I didn't say that out loud. We're going to play a trick on her. You know. Well, you know, I guess I'm going to go ahead and play a song, and hopefully that she just decides to jump in sooner or later, because the show must go on, you know. I mean, right? That's what I thought. You know, if she just don't, like, run in real quick, that's all right. I'm going to play a song, and let's hope by the time the song's over with, we'll bring her on. Here is Small Town Girl.
Friday evening, another long, hard day's work. I got dirt on my face, sweat stains on my shirt. From the driveway, I see you in the backyard with a little boy on a swing. Lord knows I'm a common man, but you make me feel like a king. I want a small town girl. I want a small town girl. I want a small town girl like you. You used to lie awake at night, couldn't sleep 'cause of the street lights. I want a small town girl like you. Some ladies, they need their pearls before they look their best. You look like $1 million in your cotton dress. Some folks need their champagne before they've got made. You and I, we do just fine with our lemonade. I want a small town girl. I want a small town girl. I want a small town girl like you. The boy likes to live it all. Quick spot pizza in a pickup truck. I want a small town girl like you. Born alive to live it all. Quick spot pizza in a pickup truck. I want a small town girl like you. Like you. Like you.
Welcome back to Mintberg and the Back Road Band Music Radio Show. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes. That was Small Town Girl. And I know, oh, there she is. Perfect timing. I just came back. Hey, look. A lot of feedback there, but we're going to try to welcome back here shortly. Let me try this again. Hold tight. Well, we're going to try this. little bit too much feedback. We're going to try to just kind of briefly figure what is going on. I'm going to have to type. Alrighty, you know, let's hope our special caller, you know, will figure this out. We're going to try this one more time. Wow. Anyway, three times the charm. Try calling back in and see if that works. If not, I may have to call you. So, you know what? Which I think we might just try that here. Just watch this. Watch this. I'm going to freak her out because I'm going to, like... All right. Watch this. Watch this. She doesn't know this number, but I'm going to call and freak her out with this number. I'm going to call her right back. Hold tight. You guys are going to hear this. See, watch this. Watch this. See, I'm just this good, you know. I can't tell you the number because that's private information, you know. So just hold tight. Watch this. Watch this. Ready? We're going to call live from the studio. Watch this.
Hello, who are you?
Hey, it's the Easy Voice Radio Production Network. How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, great now that finally got you on air.
Yeah, I've been working on a music video this evening and got done just in time to talk to your show.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was kind of like trying to give you a hint that I was going to give you a shout out tonight. I even talked about you a little bit.
Oh,
you know.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I kind of gave good word, though, you know. Told him that you was a little shy at times, you know.
Well, everyone hasn't seen the other side of me yet, but on this road trip stuff, I'm having to do things I didn't think I'd be doing and meeting all kinds of people in four states now.
Yeah, absolutely. She is not shy. I mean, there's times that, you know, I've seen some Facebook videos and she can be pretty wild and fiery at times, you know. So, yeah, she's not too shy, but, you know, just only tonight she was shy. You know, it only took pretty much the whole show to get you on here. You know, we had a conversation. I believe it was
last night.
Yeah. You know, I believe the conversation was last night. I'm not sure, you know, because I've only had a few minutes of sleep, and my Monday has been crazy. But we were talking about, behind the scenes, possibility you pulling in and doing a show here.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it very seriously. I'm excited.
All right.
The possibility and coming on every weekend.
Except, you know, you're not going to be shy when you do the show. I mean, right?
No, especially when we get certain topics going out, my adrenaline will be going, especially on business communications. That's, you know, that I won't be shy about that topic.
Well, we're gonna see how shy she is. I know she has some CDs, just little FYI out there. We'll see how shy she is. You want to tell everybody what you got?
I do. I even have more of them this week. Song Every Moment's been out since 2019. That was the first one I released, and it's still a very popular song of mine. It's going very well. And the second one is It Was Insanity, kind of like the pandemic we're in. I wrote that way before the pandemic. I wrote that probably 4-5 years ago. And that was the second one I released. That was in 2020. Most of mine have all been released from last year. And Letting Go is my Christian gospel song, my first one I've done, completed. And that one was finished in Nashville in December of 2019. Excuse me, get my years mixed up. And let's see what else. Several projects I'm working on. Matter of fact, this week I'm supposed to have almost an album just about ready to be finished here. Oh, Just Want to Be Free. But my mind's, my mind should be on that song because I just sang it for like an hour and a half tonight. And so Just Want to Be Free. Yeah, that one came out last year. And John Heinrich helped me with that project. I know. I should remember my songs. I'm like, I'm singing every day. I should remember these.
Oh,
made a good laugh right now.
That's what happens when we get a little bit, a couple gray hairs.
Yeah, I've been talking with a lot of songwriters and all kinds of musicians the last 5 or 6 days. So I'm like, yeah, what songs did I have coming out? And now Because I Did is going to be, I'm going to say it's going to be my hit song of this year. That should be released. It should be even this week, but I'm getting the CDs this week. The song was just completed about 3 months ago. That is my first official country song. I've done a couple of kind of like country Christian and so forth. But yeah, that one, I think people are really going to like it. Phil Kranz in Georgia loves it, and it's already played on about 8 or 9 stations. Even though I didn't do the official release, but I'm going to, like Amazon, Spotify, and everything. Like Phil Kranz just is like a good friend of mine, and you and I are going to be good friends, so you'll get some of the songs before I officially release them. And I'll be like, hey, how do you like this song? He's like, oh, yeah, I like it. I love it.
Well, you do know, well, maybe not, I don't know, because just the, by the way, today has been, I'm not going to say anybody knows anything except what I know. Your picture is up on my website as weird. The Easy Blue Eyes production is supporting you as an independent artist.
Oh, that's awesome. You just made my night. Yay!
I told you that was going to end up happening, and now I just need you to send me a few songs or all the songs that you want with the pictures to go with them, and I'll have that up in the studio completely by the end of the night.
Okay, well, I guess I better get those sent to you pretty quickly then. That'd be exciting for you. I'll send them to you.
And her songs and everybody else that we support, they live stream 24/7. You just go over there, and it's got a whole bunch of different variety of independent artists. And she just happened to make the page. And it's going to cost her now. You know, it's going to cost her. You know, she's going to have to bring some good music. That's all I say. That's what it's going to cost.
Just keep it under 200. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing.
Oh, just under 200 per song? Okay,
yeah,
I can do that.
Under 200, yeah. Oh, well, next time.
You know, I don't charge. You know, it's not about the money. I mean, you should know that being an artist. If it was about the money, we'd all be broke.
Exactly, unless you're Kenny Rogers or Dolly Parton or, you know, Elvis Presley, then a couple of them wouldn't matter.
Well,
and the rest
then,
of us,
you know,
yeah.
I'd be on vacation right now.
Hey, I've been on vacation off and on most of this year. No, I'm just joking. No, well, the traveling has not all been a vacation. I've had to handle all kinds of fun stuff during the music business and tons of interesting people I've been meeting. That's what the YouTube channel is going to be about. A lot of these I'm going to put together from November until now.
You know, I have seen some videos. You know, I've had to go back over a few different people's Facebook page and, like, stalk social media. Like, okay, what is really going on? And
Oh, you're not the only one.
I've only seen quite a few of yours lately, and then it's like we were talking, and you mentioned someone's name last night. I'm not going to mention it, but I was like, after I got off the call, did she say? No, she didn't. Okay. But, you know, and I went and I was like, yep, I know who that person is. It was like, just kind of left it there, you know. But, yeah.
Oh, well.
I had to go look at your Facebook page and be like, yep, that's exactly who it was.
Now, you got serious. I don't know. It seems like everyone knows someone now from the East Coast to the West Coast, at least with music, for the most part.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, really, I haven't really said this too much to a whole bunch of people until tonight and today. I've been actually throwing this out there. Ricky Van Shelton, of course, is my favorite artist. I've actually had some conversations with him and his wife. So I know a little bit of, you know, on the backside of the music industry a little bit. I just know more on this side of the fence than that side of the fence. Julie Richardson wrote a book about John A. Hobbs, who gave Ricky Van Shelton, Alan Jackson, Randy Travis, and other artists a start in the music industry. So,
awesome.
I mean,
yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and tell you so I can go ahead and spoil the fun. And I'm going to go ahead and do it live so everybody knows. I'm going to spoil this at once so absolutely everyone knows. I'm not going to say who, and I'm just going to kind of leave it. But I do have on the back side of things a few radio stations that's going to be paying attention to tomorrow's live Facebook concerts.
Oh, wow. That's good to know. And good helpful information the night before.
Well, it does and it doesn't, you know, because I don't want to scare you, make you nervous, have butterflies, and you get up right there and you get stage fright, you know, like, what's her name? Jersey off of Coyote Ugly, you know, everybody, I'm sure, has seen that show a couple times, or maybe once, heard of it, where at the end, there she gets on the stage and all of a sudden, it's kind of like, she can't do nothing, until I guess her boyfriend shuts off all the lights, and then she could sing it, and next thing you know, Leanne Rimes picks up the song and sings it for the soundtrack and all that, so... you know, I don't want that to happen to you or anyone. I've already got one person. Huh? I've told a couple. I've already got one person that's kind of nervous. Of course, she's young. I'm sure you know who that is right off. She's a little nervous. I could tell. But I'm not saying which radio stations, but I will say one of them is a major one.
Wow.
And a few other ones that I have is nothing but independent music. So, and then some are just kind of in between. But I do what
it
I
must
do.
Must be someone in Texas or a kind of guest.
Oh, I'm going to tell you right now that I cannot tell you if it's Texas,
it's
Louisiana,
okay. I'm just
Nashville.
Trying to hit.
But I do what I do because of the fans and you artists, you know, the artist brings good music. I listen to it. If I like it, I promote it and the fans request it and it stays, you know, the only other thing, and I've only listened to 5 songs. So I'm giving you the rough part of the deal. I've heard 5 songs you sing besides a little bit of karaoke in the videos. So,
exactly. It's radio. I have fun with that.
Yeah. So I'm going to be watching closely tomorrow on you, and I hope you really bring it tomorrow.
I'm excited, but there's only one problem with me with the music tomorrow. I don't think I'll be able to have my piano and where I'm going to be singing. I'm so sad. But I still have my songs ready. I'll still be singing. I just want to sing without my digital piano.
Do you have a guitar,
I could find one in Tennessee.
Harmonica? Can you dance? You know, I know you can dance. You know, I mean, what female artist cannot dance? I mean...
Well, I'm going and laugh. I'm going to make your night. I don't dance very well. I'm learning. But, you know, I mean, I just was busy with life and college and other things. So now it's time to take dance classes. Yeah, I went to school for business, so I was pretty busy with that. And then children. So now there's no excuses. This is a season. There's no more excuses. I was going to write a song called that, by the way. But I won't tell you more about it because I'm going to keep you guessing. But I had a doctor tell me that a while back, so, yep.
I can already pretty much tell you the lyrics of that song really quick.
you kind of get the drift of that one.
It'll be my version of it, and I can figure it out really quick. Come on, I'm in the music business and for a reason. I can figure some things out.
I mean, kind
of starting to sound like what's that song, you know, I believe it's Bob Seger that sings it, Mama Can't Dance or something. No, that ain't Bob Seger. There was a few artists that actually pulled it off. That might have been Poison, which I don't know. That might be too old for you to remember because you're young. You're what, 21, 22?
Right,
yeah.
Not that young,
yeah.
But young. But I was going to make your night humorous. My two children are younger, not really young, but younger than 12. And they're both into gymnastics and dance and all. So, you know, it might be a family thing. Because I think this summer, this fall, that's my goal. I've got some plans for those two cutie pies. Besides just, you know, go to school and enjoy life. We're going to be doing things together. I can't say it all on the radio, but there's a few things I've got planned that we're working on.
Well, everybody's spilling the beans tonight. I mean, you must have to spill some.
I know, all these secrets going on, right? All these secrets about what radio stations we can't talk about. And
you know, I do have some inside, you know, birds, you know, that kind of chirp a little bit when I need to. And the thing is, you know, I put my neck out there for the artist, you know, and I let them know good music, and they go from there. And it's up to the artist to communicate and do what they have to do. I'm not going to sit there and hold your hand and do your career for you. You know, I'm not selling your product. I'm sharing.
Yeah, you don't even have to. Like, seriously, people wondering why I'm doing traveling in 4 states right now. I'm like, I'm having a blast. So. Except for the traffic issues, I don't appreciate. And the hotel hell has happened, but that's another song coming too.
Wait a minute. traffic. You know, I get a lot of people that complain about traffic. You know, I was a truck driver. I've been to 48 states, and you have no clue about traffic. You know.
Unless you're in Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia is a different story. There's like 6 lanes everywhere.
Six. I've been.
Yeah,
have you been to Salt Lake City, Utah?
Be honest with you, I have. I flew in there because I worked at a camp in Wyoming. I told you I went to 22 states. No, not this year, but I have been to 22 states.
Yeah. No, she did mention something, and I'm going to bring this up.
Uh-huh.
And this is no joke. One of the most dangerous areas that I've ever drove in is around Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
That loop is crazy. There is not a day that goes by that I could still pull it up. There's either a car crash, a car got on fire, speed chase right there on that loop. I mean, there's always something, and I've hit that loop so many times, and I mean, it is crazy. But then again, you know, I've been all over St. Louis, Chicago. Chicago's another place that's pretty insane until you learn a little bit enough to know what time of the day to go. Most of the time is if it's during the daytime, you're in trouble. If it's during the nighttime, you're in trouble. I mean, so you got to pick just right, you know, and who to follow, because it's crazy. L.A.'s crazy.
You did say Chicago, right?
Yeah.
I'm teasing you because I have not personally been in the city, but I spent 12 hours in the airport about two or three weeks ago with my kids. So I know something about Chicago. And it was really cold that night, and I walked outside, and I didn't. Oh, yeah, that's going to be another possible song. I'll never run out of song titles, never. I mean, all the stuff that's happened to me.
I tell you, that Chicago O'Hara airport, I've been to that airport one time. I got to tell this funny story, you know, why she's on
okay.
here. And it's, okay. When I was driving a truck, you know, I drove for J.B. Hunt, and I was right there in Chicago at one of the main terminals, and I was right around the safety department in the trucker's lounge, and one of the safety guys come out, and it's like, hey, can anybody go get, you know, a fellow driver? And I haven't mm-hmm. spoke up, and I should have just kind of kept my mouth shut. And I was like, yeah, threw me the keys and said, go to the airport. And oh my goodness, one time, I will not go back. I will not go back. I was like, I'm just here for a few more extra hours. Wrong. I was there all day and half of the next day.
Okay, well, maybe you and I should have a co-write a song on that somehow. We must have need to compare stories here. So,
Texas, you know, you start off in Texas, you wake up the next day still in Texas, and you're still traveling through Texas. A week later, you left Texas.
I can relate because I drove across country with Meg's husband, and that's a long story, and we spent over 3 days in Texas. So somehow you and I have a lot.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you go 35 up and down, you know, from 10, and then 40, 20, them are long ways. 10, you know, I don't want to be too specific on the hope somebody else is state worthy enough to look at the map and know what we're talking about, because I'm not giving GPS
right.
out, you know. I've traveled. I've been around the, you know, block a few times, and, you know, from coast to coast,
right.
border to border, you know, I just, it's amazing. It's amazing. But, yeah, I'm sure we can come up with a lot of stories about traveling.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
yeah.
Okay.
And then camping. I mean, camping could take a whole book. No, I'm just joking. No, I haven't camped that much in my life, but I did as a child and a teenager. And funny camping stories, too.
Now, we're going to have her on here briefly tomorrow night, and I haven't figured out. And I'm going to
yes.
kind of ask this, you know, and then she's going to be surprised which one. But we kind of discussed it last night. Should we call her the traveling musician or the gypsy musician? There's your two names. One or the other, I'm going to introduce to you tomorrow night as that, you know, just to give you a hard time.
Well, to make it more interesting and specific, maybe the traveling musician during the pandemic, but we're going to get that narrowed down to a name, huh?
No, we're going to have a good name for her eventually, and I'm going to give everybody a hard time on the show tomorrow that gets to call in.
Yeah. Yay. Well, come up with a name. And then I've also been to Puerto Rico since November as well. That wasn't music, but I got a video. I do want to get a video there going one day. Everything takes time and money. So four states in that. I've seen some interesting things during this pandemic. Very interesting people and very interesting things that happen.
I know that
yeah.
it takes some time and everything takes money. But got to be
right.
careful with time because time is precious, you know. It could run out on you.
Right. Can't ever get it back. And well, really, sometimes you can't get the money back, but that's why we got to be careful with our money. Well, really, both of them.
If
use
I could, I just donate all my money. You know, I
yeah.
hear everybody, you know, complain too much about money. I don't make really nothing doing this. you know, I make a few bucks just to keep the studio open and keep doing it. You know, as long as the lights is open or on and the studio is open, I'm doing it for free. You know, everything's coming out of my pocket. I don't get a good paycheck for it. You know, if I did, in the music industry, we'd all be broke.
You know. Make $100,000 a year doing that. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding.
$100,000.
You know you love what you do, though.
Oh, man. Absolutely. That's my payment right there. You know,
right, right.
The music.
Right.
Even though today is just not one of them days that I want to enjoy.
I am
going to put this out here. I'm going to make everybody have a sad night. By the end of the night, it's going to be sad. After tomorrow's podcast, I am not going to be seen on social media until Thursday. I am walking away Wednesday and taking a break. I need to relax. I've been stressed out for quite a while. Overwhelmed, my anxiety has been through the roof quite a bit, and after today, I'm taking that day off, and this is a day that I rarely ever take off, because it's one of the most important radio shows for me, and which is Ricky Van Shelton, and I don't cancel them unless it's emergency, but I'm going to be taking that day off, and I won't have a show on Thursday, but I will be over listening to Julie Richardson's Golden Country radio show. And she's got a good guest this week, and I'm going to be checking that out.
Julie or Julia Richardson?
Julie Richardson. She's in the anniversary chat, you know. I need to get you two connected, too, very well. She's really good.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, I sit here in the chat, you know, like, can you not, some of your artists can be like, hey, send me a friends request, or hi, you know, to the other ones. It's like, I'm doing all the talking, and everyone's just listening, like, oh, it's just them. Like, hey, I only share, I don't sell. You know, I can only sell the product, you know, so far. You got to put yourself out there. But since I'm the nice one here behind the scenes with everyone that's involved, I've been helping everyone because everyone's been helping me.
Oh,
and that's how it
that's
works.
Good.
Well, that's how it works. You know.
Most people in music are pretty nice to each other. It's just the business jobs I had. That's why I'm going to write a book about bad managers, but anyway, so hopefully there's not many musicians being that mean. They're pretty nice.
Well, you know, I could kind of give some not tonight. I mean, that would take
you're like, we won't go there.
I mean, I've come across a few artists that I've had to. Sorry if you're listening out there, because I know a few of them may be. But attitude check, please. Attitude check.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say right there. And there's one specific one, and I'm going to do a major call out on this, and without saying his name. If you think that you've only been in the music business for 2 years and you deserve royalties like George Strait, go home.
Thank you. It takes time.
He approached me, and I'm like, yeah, sure, not a problem. You know, I'm willing to help. And he's like, I get 100% royalty, and started going, and I'm sitting there thinking, like, hey, Kat, you know, how long have you been in this business? You know, 100% royalty, huh? You think you're that good, huh? Can you sell out AT&T Stadium? Oh, absolutely. I said, yeah, when you do it, come back and talk to me.
Yeah.
Because there's only been one that I know of, one artist to sell out AT&T Stadium.
Wow.
And that's George Strait.
Cool. I like George Strait.
I mean, come on. Everybody knows about his one tour where he was kind of jumping back and taking a break, and I guess it was supposed to be his walk away tour, but that was a good tour. I mean, I've gotten other artists that, you know, they really need to keep their attitudes in check. I mean, I had conversation with a few today, which, you know, one of them, and it's like, if you approach me with all that in a bag of Doritos, I'm going to put the pink slip to you and get rid of you. If you can't make it past me, you're not going to make it over and to deal with Julie Richardson. You're not going to make it with any other independent artist, you know, in the scene, in the music business. You're going to be lucky enough to have a bar job. Because once they hear that, it's done. I mean, I've already had one artist that made a fool of themselves, and I'm going to make it pretty quick. After dealing with this artist and been on air enough, she had one particular place that was listening that just booked her and decided to get a hold of her and say, we're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
Oh, wow. Well. Because attitude problem?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't just show up in the business thinking you're better than everybody. You're only better than yourself than what you was the day before. If you can't bring
that, don't bring nothing to the table.
Don't bring nothing to the table if you can't be better than yourself than yesterday.
I like it. It's true. If you can't be better than yourself yesterday, is that what you said?
If you can't be better than yourself today than what you was yesterday, then don't bring nothing to the table.
Oh, wow. In other words, they need to be learning from... I see what you're saying. They should be learning from their past. I mean, we should all be making ourselves better, even if life sucks, because it does, but at least it's going to be okay. We're going to get through it. I've told myself that before.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hard road. And with us being in the music industry, there's times that we get 20 minutes of sleep. If. You know, and we deserve all the credit, and I don't want to see anyone coming in the music industry, you know, a few months, a year or 2 years and think that they're already better than everybody. They could sell out AT&T Stadium. If that's the case, why are you coming to me? You know, how come Sony or Columbia Records ain't calling you up, and how come you haven't sold out AT&T Stadium yet? How come I don't even know who you are and the world don't know who you are? It sounds like a little bit too far-fetched and too good to be true. And
I got a word for that. It's called pride. A lot of people think better. Not everyone, of course, but a lot of people do think highly of themselves, and we're told not to do that. So that's the prideful issue.
I tried to be highly of myself, you know, but not that high. You know, I won't put myself on that kind of pedestal. I mean, there's no ways I could even lace or shine George Strait shoes, you know, to even think about it. You know, I mean, it'd be lucky enough that I'd be one of the road jockeys and carried the equipment to the stage. I mean, come on.
Right.
I mean, someday we'll all be there in that spot, but how? Nobody knows.
Well, a lot of things do time, and I say money too, but it also needs to be hard work. And then unless you've got favor going on in your life, then things might go a little bit faster. I don't think it's always who you know. I mean, I do agree with that for the most part, but sometimes God may just say, hey, you've been working hard, here you go. You know, for example, job promotion at work, I had friends who would get promoted, and I'm like, what? I've been here longer than you. I'm like, okay. You know, things like that. Sometimes you know helps too.
Yeah. But that can also come back and be rewarding, or it can bite you in the butt. You know, I've been on both sides of the fence of that. I think we all have.
Yeah.
Well, we are pretty well at the end of the show. I mean, it was good to have you on here. And
thank you.
Kick back, you know, above the talk, listen to a little bit of music. Tomorrow is really going to be the music. I'm so excited. 3 years I've been doing this, and you know, I could tell you every event that I've had, and this one's the biggest one, and I'm so excited. I mean,
wow.
It's probably going to be one of them tear-jerking moments for me. You know, I'm going to be like a few tears coming down, but it's been a long road for me. You know, I'm just like anyone else in the music industry. I still got a long ways to go to learn what I'm doing, and I've learned a lot. And now I'm trying to learn quite a bit from your guys' side of the fence in the music business. And it's pretty similar, but it's a little bit more of a struggle on your guys' journey. You know, gig to gig, and mine's just in the office. So at least I get pretty much guaranteed I can probably get that 20-minute nap. You guys are not.
Well, enjoy that nap, because I'm in, you know, between 2 and 5 every day. I'm not always that still. And see, one thing is I'm not always in the same hotel. Some people seem like amazed. But I'm like, look, I have different ways I save money. We all have our secrets. There's, you know, I got coupon booklets, and there's other things I do. And some people aren't willing to do, going back to kind of what you're saying to wrap this up, some people aren't willing to do things to make it work because they want to just be jealous or complain or be negative. That could be a whole other radio topic. and everyone's not willing to go the extra mile, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And that could be across the board, not just music, but yeah.
Well, now I need to get queued up for the last song of the show, which is
Yay.
A good tradition. I have kept this tradition for almost 3 years after I found out Neil McCoy started doing the national anthem and Pledge Allegiance and consecutive on Facebook. I was like, you know what? I got to do something, you know, and I did it. And it's been my tradition, and I've been keeping it up.
That's very honorable. Good.
Hopefully I can get your version someday of, you know, but I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Easy Blue Eyes production presents Mick Bird and the Back Road Band Music Radio Show on the Easy Blue Eyes Radio Production Network, sponsored by Michaela Gives Back. I've been your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and we finally had our special guest call in, Kimberly Ward. Thank you for calling in, Kimberly. We will see you tomorrow. And with that, God bless and have a great night.
Thank you, you too. Good night.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this.